Chapter 51. You hope she won't, I know. But don't forget Madame Waluska did, and had she shown such cleverness as yours. Poor little fool, her withered husband might have been displaced, and her boy made my heir. Well, let that be. The severing parchments will be signed by us upon the 15th, prompt. Josephine, would I have to sign my putting away upon the 15th next? Napoleon, eh, both of us. Josephine, falling on her knees, so far advanced so far. Fixed? For the 15th? Oh, I do implore you, my very dear one, by our old love, by my devotion, don't cast me off now, after these long years. Napoleon, heavens, how you jade me. Must I repeat that I don't cast you off? We merely formally arrange divorce. We live and love, but call ourselves divided. A silence. Josephine, with sudden calm, very well. Let it be. I must submit. Rises. Napoleon, and this much likewise you must promise me, to act in the formalities thereof, as if you shaped them of your own free will. Josephine, how can I, when no free will's left in me? Napoleon, you are a willing party, do you hear? Josephine, quivering, I hardly can bear this. It is too much for a poor weak and broken woman's strength. But I yield. I am so helpless now. I give up all, kill me if you will, I won't cry out. Napoleon, and one thing further still, you'll help me in my marriage overtures to win the Duchess Austrian Marie Xi, concentrating all your force to forward them. Josephine, it is the last humiliating blow. I cannot, oh, I will not. Napoleon, fiercely, but you shall. And from your past experience you may know that, what I say I mean. Josephine, breaking into sobs, oh my dear husband, do not make me, don't. If you but cared for me the hundredth part of how I care for you, you could not be so cruel as to lay this torture on me. It hurts me so, it cuts me like a sword. Don't make me, dear. Don't, will you? Oh. She sinks down in a hysterical fit. Napoleon, calling, Bossuet. Enter de Bossuet, chamberlain in waiting. Bossuet, come in and shut the door. Assist me here. The Empress has fallen ill. Don't call for help. We two can carry her by the small private staircase to her rooms. Here I will take her feet. They lift Josephine between them and carry her out. Her moans die away as they recede towards the stairs. Enter two servants, who remove coffee service, readjust chairs, etc. First servant, so, poor old girl, she's wailed her Monsieur Mi, as Mother Church says. I knew she was to get the sack ever since he came back. Second servant, well, there will be a little civil huzzing, a little crowing and cackling among the Bonapartes at the downfall of the Beauharnais family at last, mark me there will. They've had their little hour, as the poets say, and now 'twill be somebody else's turn. Oh, it is droll. Well, Father Time is a great philosopher, if you take him right. Who is to be the new woman? First servant, she that contains in her own corporation the necessary particular. Second servant, and what may they be? First servant, she must be young. Second servant, good. She must. The country must see to that. First servant, and she must be strong. Second servant, good again. She must be strong. The doctors will see to that. First servant, and she must be fruitful as the vine. Second servant, eh, by God. She must be fruitful as the vine. That, heaven help him, he must see to himself, like the meanest multiplying man in Paris. Excellent servant. Re-enter Napoleon with his stepdaughter, Queen Hortense. Napoleon, your mother is too rash and reasonless, wailing and fainting over statesmanship, which is no personal caprice of mine, but policy most painful forced on me by the necessities of this country's charge. Go to her, see if she be saner now, explain it to her once and once again, and bring me word what impress you may make.
Hortense goes out. Champagne is shown in.
Champagne, I have something clear to say now, on our process after the divorce. The question of the Russian Duchess Anne was quite inept for further toying with. The years rush on, and I grow nothing younger. So I have made up my mind, committed me to Austria and the Habsburgs, good or ill. It was the best, most practicable plunge, and I have plunged it. Champagne, Austria, say you, sire? I reckoned that, but a scurrying dream. Napoleon, well, so it was. But such a pretty dream, that its own charm transfixed it to a notion, that showed itself in time a sanity, which hardened in its turn to a resolve as firm as any built by mortal mind. The emperor's consent must needs be won, but I foresee no difficulty there. The young archduchess is a bright blonde thing by general story, and considering too, that her good mother childed 17 times, it will be hard, if she cannot produce the modest one or two that I require.
Enter de Bosset with dispatches.
De Bosset, the courier, sire, from Petersburg is here, and brings these letters for your majesty.
Exit de Bosset.
Napoleon,
after silently reading,
ha ha, it never rains unless it pours. Now I can have the other readily. The proverb hits me aptly, colon well they do who doff the old love ere they don the new.
He glances again over the letter.
Yes, Colincourt now writes he has every hope of quick success in settling the alliance. The Tsar is willing, even anxious for it, his sister's youth the single obstacle. The Empress Mother, hitherto against me, ambition fired, verges on suave consent, likewise the whole imperial family. What irony is all this to me now? Time lately was when I had leapt thereat. Champagne, you might, of course, sire, give th archduchess up, seeing she looms uncertainly as yet, while this does so no longer. Napoleon, no, not I. My sense of my own dignity forbids my watching the slow clocks of Muscovy. Why have they dallied with my tentatives in pompous silence since the Erfurt day? And Austria, too, affords a safer hope. The young archduchess is much less a child than is the other, who, Colincourt says, will be incapable of motherhood for 6 months yet, or more a grave delay. Champagne, your majesty appears to have trimmed your sail for Austria, and no more is to be said. Napoleon, except that there's the House of Saxony if Austria fail. Then, very well, Champagne, write you to Colincourt accordingly. Champagne, I will, your majesty.
Exit Champagne. Re-enter Queen Hortense.
Napoleon, ah, dear Hortense, how is your mother now? Hortense, calm, quite calm, sire. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.